Gentlemen, this is me, Master Ty. I got Thomas Johnson, top trainer, New York City. He's here today to give you some healthy tips and also give you some workouts in case you need that to keep your immune system high. All right. And let's see if we got Thomas on the line. Thomas, you there?
Hey, Ty. Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate you.
All right. All right, my people. So we got Thomas on the line. Once again, Thomas, tell the people who you are.
Yeah, so I'm Thomas Johnson, and I own a company called Get Up and Get Fit, LLC. It's a fitness and wellness coaching concierge company, and we focus on accountability. We have coaches that normally travel to the clientele or work with them remotely. So we have massage therapists. We have you know, private chefs. We have dietitians, we have fitness coaches, and et cetera. So I basically created this wellness hub to support our clientele, because our clientele are normally busy business professionals, but they're constantly on the go and often don't have time to focus on themselves. So I decided to create a company tailoring to supporting that clientele, that client base.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, man. Thanks for having me, man. I love being here. You know, I'm also an investor and a C-suite advisor, meaning I advise people within the C-suite on C-level executives. So I wear a multitude of hats.
Wow, that's what's up. And I also seen, you know, you was on TV, and I also seen that you was on YouTube, you know what I'm saying, on a couple other platforms. Could you tell the people what's the name of your company and about that TV that you was doing?
Yeah, so, I mean, I've done a few different things. I've had a few interviews here and there. I was on a Vice TV a few years ago. I've also been interviewed by Leo Wright, you know, and of course you as well. And I thank you for the interview a few years back. Mm-hmm. So I'm everywhere. But my main thing is I love to provide knowledge and information to those that would like to receive it, you know, because I'm well read. You know, I want to scoop in nutrition and personal training. I also have a athletic background. I played football in high school, ran track, played rugby in college. So I have my background is very diverse. It's not just from one place. I mix things up. And yeah, man, whatever you want to know, I got you.
When it
comes to lifestyle, I got you. But my main thing is really, I look at things from a holistic approach, not just from the physical, but from the mental and also the spiritual, right? So it's mind, body, and soul. You have to really
take
care of all three bodies. Mm-hmm.
That's so important. You have any immune system tips that you can give the people on how to build their self up with the nutrition?
Yes, definitely. First, I'll start off with one thing that people take for granted, which is sleep, right? Sleep. One of the ways to really boost your immune system is getting enough sleep, because when you're sleeping, your body rejuvenates itself, all right? Your brain gets to detoxify itself. Your body gets into homeostasis, meaning it gets to the point where it's able to, you know, to flow, find that balance, right? Because when we're up, we're constantly on the go, we're constantly facing the everyday stresses of the world. So, but when we're sleeping, our body gets the time to relax, unfold, and actually just detoxify itself. So sleep is essential. It really helps your immune system. And this is why, for instance, when people are sleep deprived, they tend to have more accidents, because the body is not rested. The body needs to actually rest so it can function at an optimal level. So sleep is one of the things I would like to push. The next thing I would say is stress reduction, okay? Mm-hmm. So when you stress out, your immune system is compromised, right? So you want to try your best to really find that balance in life. Don't let everything get to you, okay? You know how sometimes when you're stressed out, your body, you find yourself getting sick, you know? You want to put yourself in an environment that's not stress-inducive, okay? So you could meditate, you could read, you could listen to music, you could dance, you could laugh, you could recite gratitude, things you're grateful for, like gratitude practices. There's so many things. Also drinking water. Drinking water helps to keep your body at a regulate the temperature, right? Once again, going back to homeostasis, a drink of water, if your body needs water for your cells to really function, for your central organs to function, for your brain needs to hydrate itself too, so you can think better. You need water to help with your immune system. Of course, I mean, you all know this, eating your fruits and vegetables. Especially green, leafy vegetables. Why? Because your gut bacteria loves that stuff. Now, the gut bacteria, or your microbiome, has like the majority of your immune system, right? So the bacteria in your gut, you have good bacteria and bad bacteria, but your gut bacteria is what really determines how you're going to function. So this is why people say your gut is like your second brain, because believe it or not, you know, the majority of your cells, of what makes you a human being, is not DNA. It's actually these microorganisms and bacteria and viruses. So, and the majority of that is found in your gut. So if you take care of those bad boys, you will have a solid immune system.
Wow, that is so, wow, you just really, really hit them really hard, and I like that, my brother, you know, because right off the back, the name of your company, Get Up and Get Fit, you know, is telling people a lot right there. You know, you said to exercise, just to go over a few of your tips, so that people can stay healthy. You said they need to be able to exercise and also enjoy the journey, you know. You said to rest and de-stress, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Also to be able to hydrate, and also in order to have a new transition, I put down they need to have the right nutrition.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
that would,
definitely.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so grateful and thankful for you being able to give these people these tips, because we're going through a lot right now. And if I had to add one more, I know you did say meditation, but I would also have to say prayer, you know?
Yes, definitely. You know, so I said meditation. So prayer is another form of meditation, right? Why? Because you're connecting with the higher source, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in order for you to get to that that gateway, that connection, you have to put yourself in a certain state. You can't just say, oh, thank you, God, and expect to be having a conversation with God or the higher source or whatever you want to like to call that source. You have to put yourself in a certain state. You have to really show, you know, you have to acknowledge. All right? So meditation is just another way.
That's right.
Another way.
All right, my brother. So people, make sure you reach out. Tell the people where they can reach out to you if they need training. I know you're doing the online training, right?
Yes, yes. Right now, you know, we've transitioned and we bring in the multitude of our resources and services virtually, all right? So today we had a meditation class with our instructor from Colorado. Phenomenal class. Wednesday we have yoga. We're also going to have a multitude of other classes, like virtual core class. We're going to have another class called Total Body Blast, which is a combination of resistance training and cardio. We're going to have another class called Body Pump, which is just body weight exercises, more on the volume tip, right? So it's doing more sets, more reps, and more circuits. So you can find me at getupandgetfitelite.com. That's getupandgetfitelite.com. Getupandgetfitelite.com. You also find me using hashtag getupandgetfit. You can find me on LinkedIn. I live on LinkedIn. Thomas Johnson. If you plug in my name should pop up right away, because I frequent LinkedIn. You know. So yeah, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out. I'd love to help. You know, I'm a advanced resource. I'm highly knowledgeable in different bursts and different phases of things. So reach out, and if I don't know it, I will always be able to push you towards another individual or source that might have the information for you.
All right. Well, I appreciate you, my brother. I'm going to leave all your information inside the description so that they can see it. And they can continue to be it so that they can be strong and live long. So thank you. I know you're a busy man. So thank you so much for reaching out. And people, make sure that you reach out. The information is inside the description. And have a blessed one. and not a stress one. This is Master Ty and Thomas Johnson. Get up and get fit.
It's a lifestyle. Thank you, Master Ty. Happy going.
Thank you, my brother.